Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Bada. Some students are a little upset because you can't boo, apparently, in high school sports anymore. So I'm reading a story in the Grand Forks Herald, and I am Leon Francis. This is the Common Sense Club this morning. Reading this story in the Grand Forks Herald, you know, you got a couple of Red River high school seniors. And their friend, and you know, a bunch of these guys, they're sitting there, they're jazzed about the state basketball tournament, and this was on Friday. It was between Red River and Century High, and a guy and his friends, they're sitting there, they're screaming their lungs out, they're waving signs, jumping up and down, and you know, and apparently, you know, they love their team a little too much because they were like booing the other team or whatever you do in high school or any sports venue. I mean, just basic stuff, man. One of the friends got kicked out because he booed the opposing team. And I'm sitting here and I'm scratching my head. Do you remember, hey, bada, swing, you know, stuff like that? Do you remember doing that kind of thing when you were a kid? Or even, you know, now today, you know, air ball. I mean, and now with the wussification of our kids, you can't do that anymore, apparently. Apparently, booing is not allowed. Everybody gets a participation trophy, that sort of thing. Wow. That is just nuts to me. I can't understand that. They are banning chants now. Check out the Grand Forks Herald. Students, administration differ on what cheers or fair game. I mean, as long as you're not out there, you know, saying something racist or, you know, I just don't get it. I don't understand this, you know. We've become this cotton-toed and cotton-candy society. We don't want the kids to do this, that, and the other thing. We all have to feel good all the time, apparently. No, you can't boo the other team. Are you kidding me? Get out of here. Wow. When I was reading that story this morning, I just shook my head, man. I'm like, what? That is completely nuts. That's nuts. Something else that's nuts that I saw, and you just run across, you know, when you open the paper, or you're online, or you're thumbing through news, things that you just don't think are actually news, or you think they're onion articles or something, you know? Has to be. So I'm scrolling through WDAY, and I see another, you know, onion-worthy story. Nevada bill would allow medicinal marijuana for your pets. So Spuds McKenzie, if Democratic Senator Tick Sagerblom, he's sponsoring the measure that would allow animal owners to get medicinal marijuana for their pets. So if this goes through, you're sitting there, you're chilling with Spuds McKenzie, you're taking a toke, you get past him one also. Wow, man. Come on. Another onion-worthy story that is absolutely real. What kind of topsy-turvy world are we living in right now? You can't boo the opponent. You can get your favorite pooch high. I mean, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Anyway, Western Area Water Supply has restored water services to Crosby and Burke and divide water users. The boil order still remains in effect. So even though you have restored water service, you still want to boil that water just to be safe. Just be safe. Anyway, we're going to have Dave Pepcorn on this morning. Dave's a friend of the show, friend of conservatives anyway. And we're going to powwow with Pepcorn about pedals, parking lots, and ponies. And the city commission. I mean, and city hall. And another article I was reading this morning as I perused the forum was apparently, you know, and Tony, our buddy Tony, who we really, really want on the Fargo City Commission. I mean, Dave needs some help up there, man. It's nuts. But one of his passion projects, I would say, is bringing to light how much money is being wasted via the Fargo City Commission and the city of Fargo. $30 million is the low bid for City Hall. The low bid. And I remember when they were first rolling this thing out, what was the estimate? Around $7 million, something like that. I think $12 million was the high end of those original estimates. And then it kept ticking up and up and up. And now $30 million is the low bid. The low bid. The lowest bid that they got is $30 million. How do you feel about that? We're going to talk to Dave Pepcorn about that. We're going to talk about the ponies. Horse racing in Fargo may have reached the finish line. So we're going to talk about that. Inform has a story about that. They owe the Horse Race North Dakota and the North Dakota Horse Park Foundation collectively owe the city of Fargo $1.82 million. So there you go. So they're not going to repayment on that debt was to start March 1st with a $189,000 payment, a special assessment, and property tax. And since no payment has been made on the debt, and no plan has been, you know, put forth to address that debt, then they're not going to be able to race, man. So we're going to talk to Dave about that. Have you been out to the racetrack? I'd love to hear, like, a firsthand experience. Did you like it? Was it crowded? Did they have a lot of folks there? What was going on there? Do we have a big, you know, is there a big audience here in North Dakota for the ponies? I guess I'd love to know that. So if you have any firsthand experience going out there to that venue, to the racetrack, give us a call, 855-217-76, extension 2. Or if you have a question for Dave Pepcorn, and we're going to be talking about a host of issues, call in at 8:30, and that's when we're going to have Dave Pepcorn, City Commissioner Dave Pepcorn, on the Common Sense Club. Going to talk to Ellen Ratner, Blanquita Cullen, if we can raise Ellen Ratner. She's over there in South Sudan. Got a couple questions for them. Did anyone besides me notice the long faces and almost the tears of the mainstream media, the left wing media, not just in this country but worldwide, when Netanyahu announced that, you know, hey, I won, man. And not just by a small margin. He won by quite a bit. Bibi Netanyahu over there. So he successfully, this will be his third consecutive term, fourth term overall. So he successfully beat the left in that country, beat the Obama administration, as a matter of fact. Think about that. He defeated this administration's best efforts and Obama's surrogates, who were over there meddling in that election. He beat them. He pulled a Reagan man. He won re-election in the face of an aggressive media campaign against him. I think it sends a very strong message to folks over there that would wish Israel ill. I saw some loony left-wing media guy. Almost in tears. He's just like, I don't know what this is going to do about a two-state solution. I don't know how we go forward with the peace process. And I'm like, are you kidding me? They're lobbing rockets at Israel, man. How about that? I mean, what effect does that have on the peace process and the two-state solution when you're sending rockets over, just indiscriminately bombing Israeli targets over there? Don't care if they're military. Don't care if they're innocent civilians. You just let those rockets rip. How does that affect the peace process? Maybe that's a better question, you know, than whether or not BB wins his third consecutive term. We're going to talk about that on the other side of this break with Blanky the Column, Ellen Ratner, and then stay tuned for Dave Pepcorn right after this.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hundreds of our listeners have been in the Miracle Chair. Many of them have purchased the Miracle Chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the Miracle Chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at miraclechair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these Miracle Chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies. They get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at miraclechair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Netanyahu was reelected as Prime Minister of Israel despite Barry and his little surrogates, despite their best efforts to meddle in that election. And there were tons of long faces in the mainstream media. So I wanted to reach out to Blankita Cullum and ask her opinion on from the beginning to end, you know, from this administration, our State Department, and their surrogates sending money over there, sending activists over there to actively campaign against BB, to, you know, the media skewing. I heard, and thank you to call them welcome to the Common Sense Club before I get on a little tangent there.
Well, thank you, Leon. You know, it goes back to the old lesson from The Godfather, okay? If you're gonna try to get rid of your enemy, make sure you really get them, because if they come back, if they emerge, they're gonna be stronger than ever.
Oh.
So what you have here is the White House that thought they were so clever right now and trying to go after and kind of get all the adversaries against Bibi Netanyahu. They were going to ignore his visit here, because the president had his agenda of how he was going to deal with Iran. And they thought they could really cause a defeat for him. And, of course, this would make the president have an easy a situation with trying to negotiate the nuclear situation with Iran. But Bibi, trust me, those guys are street fighters. Okay, they're tough. Guys like Bibi, he's not taking it laying down. And so that he won.
Oh, yeah.
Huge. And he's now, of course, stronger than ever.
Oh, man. And I you look at BB's history, you look at his background, he was over there fighting. He was fighting against these Arab terrorists when Barack Obama was chewing it up at, you know, Occidental. So, you know, he, on one hand, you got an actual statesman. You got somebody that has pride in his country, who will defend it to the death. And then on the other hand, you got a community agitator. So there you go.
But no. I mean, I got to tell you, remember, while the president, I'm sorry, has been a community activist, okay, that was his big claim to fame. A lot of those guys who have been close to the president, they're not messing around. They've been guys that, like, you know, heirs and others who consider themselves real tough players. But believe me, those guys, as tough as they thought they were, are not as tough as BB. It goes back to kind of the old Saturday Night Live joke, ¿quién es más macho? Who is more macho? Well, BB turned out to be more macho.
Oh,
and
man.
The thing of it, and when you think about, you know, the turf, I mean, he said clearly the days of them being passive are over, okay? And he was not kidding. So, you know, the line in the sand, the line of demarcation was already established from the members in the House and the Senate that were friendly with him, because he ain't messing around. So he won that battle. And I mean, I got to tell you, there are some people at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue that are not happy.
And something else, some other folks that are not happy, long faces all over the left wing media, the mainstream media. I heard a guy last night, I mean, just looked like he was almost in tears. He's going, oh, man, I don't know what this means for peace. I don't know what this means for, you know, the two-state solution and blah, 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 and this and that. I mean, he was almost crying. And I'm like, wait a minute. Isn't a better question, you know, on how peace?
I mean, honestly, I want those people out in the field. You know, I've been dealing with them, as you know, Leon, on Facebook. And when you've been around the world like I have, and dealing with some of the people that actually are very life-threatening circumstances, and some of these very repressed and oppressed regimes, you put some of those people out there and see how they really feel about it. You know, right now, as I say, a lot of these folks are looking at politics as a spectator sport. They're looking at almost like a football team. They have no clue what's on the line here, but Bibi does. And a lot of people that don't want to see a nuclear Iran get it and understand where Iran is present with Russia and China close to this hemisphere in places like Venezuela, we get it.
Oh, we're going to talk about that. I had a really interesting conversation yesterday about Iran's presence over here in South America. But I also want to ask you this, though. I saw yesterday that Muslims, and this is one of the things that, what is it, V15 were instrumental in, turning out the Muslim vote. And I was just thinking, you go, this is Israel. This is an Israeli election and that sort of thing.
Yeah,
and you got record turnout.
You have Israeli Palestinians, okay,
yeah.
that hold seats in the Knesset, their version of the parliament. You have a lot of citizens. A lot of times they don't vote. You have communities like the Druze, which are Muslim communities but are very strongly allied to the Israelis. And so in some cases they vote, and in some cases they don't. But
the comparison,
they encourage the vote.
Yeah, the comparison that I was making is, you know, you got everybody beats up on Israel. But think about that. You have folks of Arab and Palestinian descent actually able to vote. And in other countries, I mean, where can you go to Iran and be like a Christian or a someone of Jewish heritage or
correct.
Anything other than, I mean, the contrast, the comparison and contrast is, it just blows my mind. And then to hear those folks yesterday lamenting the fact that BB won, and quite handily too, it again, just blows my mind. Now, we were talking yesterday. I was talking with a couple of my friends about the whole, and you have mentioned this on the show before, the
I've been
president.
To Venezuela a lot, okay?
Yeah.
I have also many people inside Venezuela, and I have gone to the White House and to the on the Hill to talk about the presence of Iran, China, and Russia. Russia, by far, the most powerful. Iran has been there for a long time. China, you know, people have been wanting to know whether they've got a missile plant there. There's a lot going on there. They have drones, obviously, but they've had them for a very long time. When you think about, I mean, we know Cuba's there, but remember, Cuba is not the big player like Russia and Iran.
Yeah.
Now, we'll talk about that more if you want, but, you know, I've written about this for a long, long time, and the situation is evolving, and you think about the presence of Iran and China and Russia there, who else are they influencing? Look at Bolivia, check with Ecuador, Russia has forgiven the debt in Cuba, the relationship with Argentina, and then we have a very fragile Central America. We need to wake up and look around to our neighbor to the south and understand we got to do a better job.
Not to mention, please PM me any articles that you've written, because I would find them fascinating and I would welcome them. But who needs intercontinental ballistic missiles when you're right here on our continent? You know, that is a clear and present danger, in my humble opinion. Dave Pepcorn up next, right after this break.
I want to tell you about a product that you can use for 60 days, and if you don't like it, send it back, no obligation whatsoever. It comes with a 10-year warranty. I'm talking about MyPillow. It has helped a whole lot of folks who suffer from all kinds of ailments. Find out more about that at MyPillow.com. It's helped me just simply get a better night's sleep. And you know what? The best night's sleep in the whole world is something you can't put a price tag on. It's incredible, because sleep is the most important thing to your health, and MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. I know. Patented interlocking fill, so it adjusts to any sleep position. It stays cool. There's no tossing and turning. Non-allergenic. And again, a 10-year warranty with a 60-night money-back guarantee. Right now, 2-for-1, 50% savings to celebrate the National Sleep Foundation designation as MyPillow being the official pillow. Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028 right now. 800-506-9028. MyPillow. Guaranteed.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Welcome back, welcome back. Always great to talk to Blankie, the column man, and she has written extensively on the whole clear and present danger that I see about Iran and different folks right here in the South American continent. They've been operating for a while, so we will definitely revisit that. But now what I want to do is I want to talk to our friend Dave Pepcorn about pedals, ponies, and parking lots. So how's it going, Dave?
Great, Leon. How are you this morning?
I'm great. And I gotta preface this conversation by saying Fargo Tech, we got the contract to set up these bike share. So we have a dog in this fight, and I'm a capitalist, man. But I just want to know how you feel about the whole bike share, ride share thing. What's going on there? I think I've heard you say before they tried this once before, and the bikes ended up in the river or something.
Yeah, in Grand Forks, that was what happened. And I will say, you know, I support having bikes, and our bike trails and all that's fantastic, but. This program, you know, it's $450,000, and $30,000 is from the actual city of Fargo budget. And so, it's a whole lot of money spent for something that I would say it's not exactly the greatest thing.
I just don't see the demand for it. I mean, try as I might, and again, you know, I'm grateful for the contract, but I don't see the demand for this thing. Maybe it'll surprise us. Maybe it'll be the next, you know, a big fat Greek wedding and just surprise everybody. But I don't see it. I don't understand it. And you're right, $30,000 from the Fargo City Commission. I think it was $450,000 grants or something to that effect. Is it worth the money that's been put into it and all the hype that's been put into it? I don't think so. And I think also that's why we need more voices of common sense at the Fargo City Commission, man. You need some help, Dave.
Leon, I will say I will donate $100 to your favorite charity if you put a picture of yourself on one of those bikes, because they are the most lame looking things I've ever seen. They're a girl's bike with a basket on the front. And so you let me know if you do it, and I will gladly make the donation.
I'll have to think about that, Dave. I'll have to think about that just a little bit.
All right.
Let's go to parking lots. So I'm seeing these cartoons, man. You're on one side in one cartoon, and you're like, hey, you know, this we need to do something about the parking here in Fargo and that sort of thing. And you got the folks across the river going, ah, well, if Dave Pepcorn is proposing something. We don't want no part of it. And I'm like, wow. So what's going on there? Can't we just, can we all get along, man?
We sure can. And what we were trying to do, you know, with the new city hall, which obviously has come to a screeching halt because of the bids. But what we were looking for was having the circulator bus, basically making a loop in downtown Fargo to help people if they wanted to park in one of the parking lots around town to get, to help basically alleviate some of the parking shortage. And it's Fargo tax money. And so my concern was that we benefit Fargo if we're using our money. And I totally, Moorhead, if they want to do something, then they should use their own money. That was my basic concern.
Okay, and I also heard a pushback from folks over in Moorhead saying, one of the points were, this would benefit Fargo, and apparently we're snobs over here and that sort of thing. And I would think, though, that the city of Moorhead would benefit from something like this. I mean, despite how you feel about, keeping the Fargo money here in Fargo and that sort of thing, the pushback from Moorhead, I just think is unwarranted.
I'm a small business owner in downtown Fargo, and if I had, 250 to 300 people parking in front of my business, that's all potential customers. And so without a doubt, the Moorhead Mall would have benefited greatly from having all those people there. Basically, it's not very active, and that would have helped them, I believe.
And again, I do not understand it. And while we're talking about parking, first off, where would you propose? I mean, what proposal do you have in mind for, alleviating the parking problem we have downtown?
Well, the main thing, there's lots of things going on, Leon, you already know, but the city hall, because the bids were so high now, to me, that's going to be delayed. And I think our priority should be building a couple of big parking ramps. Obviously, not just the city alone, but with some of the businesses. To me, that should be our first priority. Other than, they're getting flood protection down on Second Street, which is great. But then the next step should be some parking ramps. That would be my next proposal. And then I'll just add one thing. On Monday night's meeting, when they were talking about this parking, they were going to put basically temporary parking where the Ten Commandments were. And they said, we're just going to move the Ten Commandments monument inside the Civic Center. And I said, whoa. Who decided that? and the big thing, Leon, is that the reason that the free thinkers have been pursuing getting rid of those for years, and we've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars. And one of the reasons that we've been successful is because it's been where it's been for a long time. And if we move it, we lose that defense. Do you follow me?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely. I can hear the black powder being pounded right now. I mean, that ain't going to happen. But
no.
I'm reading this an article, and they say 10 to 20 parking spots could be gained by moving the Ten Commandment monument. And I'm like, the thing is about as big as a small SUV. So what is the problem? My solution would be put a small barricade around it, put a floodlight on that thing, and, leave it right there and put the parking around it. I don't see a problem with that.
No, and I'm just telling you, that was somebody's agenda, trying to get rid of the Ten Commandments monument. And I'll tell you right now, as long as I'm on the city commission, that monument isn't moving.
Yeah, and that was going to be another question I had. How much legs does that agenda have, and how much power do you have to stop something like that from going forward?
Well, I'm just one vote out of four votes right now, but I will say if I wouldn't have been there, this was not anywhere written down on the agenda, in our background information, and so this was an attempt to slide it in without anybody really knowing about it.
Man, good thing we got you up there. Man, we got to get you some help. I am trying. I am trying. And it's looking pretty good. I got to say, from the polling that I've seen, and I was at the Politics in a Plate, and we kind of ran some of those guys through their paces. And I'm not going to name any names, but the guy that I like came out far and ahead – you know, he was on top of the heap. And someone else, though, the first batter up, didn't do so hot. I mean, I actually got pretty flustered. And to my credit, I guess you would say Mahoney got up after all of that was done, grabbed the mic, looked right at me, kind of shook his finger at me, as a matter of fact, and just, and just read me the riot act because of a couple of questions that I had. I mean, I'm a concerned citizen, you know. I'm not trying to stir up any animus, but, you know, I guess he took a little offense at, you know, some things that I said. But there you go. Now let's talk about the ponies. So what is going on? Have you been out to the track?
Yes, I have, and it's a very nice facility.
Okay. Does that venue draw a lot of attendance? How is it attended?
No, it's only open 2 weekends out of the year. So, the model that's there now is not going to be successful, but I'll kind of go through real quickly. Basically, they haven't been paying their real estate taxes, and so at this point, what will happen is it could return back to the city of Fargo. And to me, there is potential there to maybe the city will either own it and then operate it. And I think it could be a very successful venue.
Ah. So you think if the city owns it and operates it, it could be profitable?
Without a doubt. And I'll just give you my vision would be if you had a bar and a restaurant out there with off-track betting, you would have people, you know, going out there for the Kentucky Derby to place bets and watch some races. But you'd have, you know, we'd have it open from, you know, early in the summer, run throughout the summer, and have events out there all the time. I think it has the potential to be a very good venue.
Is there any way that, that they could, make good on their debt and open up, or is that just, it is just too far gone now? Because from the story that I was reading, there's not even a plan in place to pay down this debt. I think it's like $189,000 or something like that.
Well, if you get a chance, Leon, it was in the paper today talking about that. There's another venue in Belcourt, and every one of the legislators that's on this committee is from either Williston, Minot, Belcourt. So they're all, you know, they're going to vote for their home area. And basically, you know, there's not a lot of love for Fargo out in the legislature, as you already know.
Man. Well, what do we ever do there? Can't we all just get along? That's all I want to know, man. going forward. Another question that I had for you. $30 million. That's the low bid for Fargo City Hall, man. And I remember when the proposal was first rolled out, it was nowhere near that. And now it's the lowest bid is $30 million. What's going on there?
I think what will happen then, it will come before the city commission, I believe, at our next meeting in a couple of weeks. And basically, I think we'll have to delay anything. And I don't think that's a bad thing. We're going to have to go back to the drawing board because that's just, I mean, we don't have to borrow that much money to build a building. We can't do that.
So you don't see it happening in the timeline that they are proposing? No.
No, no, no way. No way. $30 million. That puts a halt to that, and we have to look at what our other options are.
Okay. What about the Civic Center? Going on?
I'm involved. I'm the co-chair with Mike Williams on that. And what we're doing now, we spent $100,000. We just approved that at the last meeting. And basically, we're going to review what could be possibly there to convert that into a performance building that is busy every weekend, and basically trying to update it because it needs a little bit of change.
Okay. So it's going to be an update as opposed to like just tearing it down and rebuilding?
Right.
Okay. Good deal. Dave Pepcorn, Fargo City Commissioner, the voice of common sense in my humble opinion there. We're going to try to get you some help, Dave. Thanks for coming on the Common Sense Club. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club right after this break. Thanks, Dave.
Geo-steering services. It's one of the things new at NASA Consulting Services. Kathy Nassett of NASA Consulting Services tells us about how NASA Consulting Services is now offering geo-steering expertise.
what we're doing. We're going with what the industry needs. And right now, in our world of the industry, they need geosteering services. These are the individuals that oversee and steer these wells point to point to track in the right rock unit. And we are developing and augmenting, adding to our on-site teams with an oversight geosteering team. And to be able to provide another layer or another level of geosteering support to these oil companies is something that we're pretty proud of and we're working to build and do better.
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about Nesset Consulting Service online at nessetconsulting.com and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at nessetconsulting.com. That's nessetconsulting.com. nessetconsulting.com, Tioga, North Dakota.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The Freeze-Dry Guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
So, the entire time I'm talking to Pepcorn, the song I got playing in my head, Counting Crows, they pay paradise and put up a parking lot with the pink hotel and the, you know, that whole thing. it blows my mind. And a couple of things that kind of got my dander up is hearing how, you know, this is the proposal was just kind of slid in there under the radar, not on the agenda at all. Just someone goes, hey, you know what a good idea could be? You know, moving the Ten Commandment a monument. And we saw a fit. Because of the Red River free thinkers and those guys, to make a law actually, that says you can't move anything that's been on a property here in Fargo for over 40 years. And this would have been an end run around that law. Think about that. They want to pay paradise and put up a parking lot. And think about this too, if you're thinking about it, while we're talking about it anyway. Have you ever seen that monument? I mean, it is a good sized monument, but it is in no way 10 to 20 parking lots, parking spots big. Maybe at most two parking spots, maybe. So what is this, you know, a computer generated model says, you know, we could gain 10 to 20 parking spots if we uproot the No, man. I say put a barrier in front and behind it. Put a spotlight on it. Should be lit up anyway, you know. You need a little reassurance while you're down town or whatever. You're just kind of milling around. Just walk right over to it and read the word of God. I could imagine me sitting in that Fargo commission, city commission meeting and someone proposing moving that thing and me getting the black powder out and just kind of, yeah, that ain't going to happen. Right. No, I am kidding. So, and that was Dave Pepcorn. We got to get him some help, man. I mean, he is the lone voice, in my opinion, of common sense there. We got to get him some help. You know who I like. I like Tony. We're going to try to have him in at least a couple more times these airwaves before the election. But some good things that I've seen from Tony is he polls really well. He knows what he's talking about, and he is probably, in my opinion, the most fiscally conservative candidate that is there, that we have running. I mean, it is just nuts. This guy, if you're worried about budgets and things like that, he would be the guy to put in, to fill the vacant seat. It would be Tony, man. And then we wouldn't have this whole, you know, Dave Pepcorn is the lone guy, the lone voice of reason there. We'd send him an ally. They'd still be outnumbered. But, yeah, there you go. A couple of other things. When we were talking with BQ about the Israeli elections, one point I really wanted to make is this. You know, looking at the media stories from over there and even here, I mean, when you're looking at the global media and especially the left-wing media here in the United States, if you were watching that yesterday, you would have thought, you know, someone died. I mean, that's how sad they were. It was nuts to me. And they're forgetting about the fact that in Israel, all of these different denominations and backgrounds, ethnic background, religious backgrounds, they're voting in a free election. And they don't have to be concerned over whether or not some goons from the government are going to kick in their door because they tried to vote. Where else do you get that? Can you go to Iran and do that? Or even Saudi Arabia, you know, where Christians and Jews and Muslims and Palestinians and folks of all different stripes can go and cast their ballot. And they did, in a huge way, and they voted for the conservative, and that's what Bibi is. He would be considered right-wing, you know, over here. But they voted for the folks that are going to keep them safe. And the other guy? I don't think so. I don't think so. Another interesting aside out of that whole election was the fact that, I have to remember that guy's name, I can't remember it, but him lamenting the BB win, third consecutive, a fourth overall, saying, you know, I don't know what this will do for the peace process or the two-state solution and all of that, completely disregarding the fact or dismissing the fact that, you know, the biggest hindrance to peace That's when you start lobbing missiles over the folks who, and it'd be one thing if you did that, you lob the missiles over at, you know, military facilities or things like that, but at innocent folks, you know, just going to work and school and that sort of thing, when you just indiscriminately bomb people, that could be considered a hindrance to the peace process. And that's my two-cent worth right there. All right. Scott's going to join us today, and good gravy. What's on your mind? Scott and Todd, right after this break. Stay tuned for that.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.